And it's so impressive to me and so awesome to me to watch God using her and using all of us. But God is doing a work in this hour. Amen? Like Brother Marvin was saying, God is wanting to do a work in this hour. He's going to do a work in this hour. And if you're available, He's going to put people in front of your face. Right? Sherry and I were talking beforehand. Sometimes ministry means that people. And sometimes it's not always convenient. Sometimes it's really uncomfortable. But if you want to be used by God, you're going to be inconvenienced. Glory to God. But it's awesome. There's nothing you can do on this earth that's equal to having an eternal impact on somebody's life. Nothing. Nothing. Right? Because everything else is going to pass away. Glory to God. If you got your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 11. How many want to please God? I want to talk about two states of mind. And in those states of mind, I want you to get this, because if you're conditioned to one or the other, it affects everything in your life. Everything in your life. If you're conditioned to faith, it filters every thought through faith. But if you're conditioned to fear, everything will be conditioned through fear. Come on. And your whole life will be developed through one of those two. But this morning, I want to talk to you that we're supposed to be people of faith. We're supposed to be people of faith. And everybody in here, I would assume, would really rather have God pleased with them than have Him ticked off at you. Right? Come on. How many say, man, I'm going to get up this morning, I'm going to tick God off so bad, I'm just, you know, that's my goal. Well, good luck to you. Right? But look at verse 6. It says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Fear and faith can exist in the same mind. I'm not saying that there's not a place where fear can come, but faith will override that fear and push it out. Glory to God. I love this definition of courage. Courage is not acting because fear doesn't exist. Courage means that you act in spite of the fact that fear exists. Glory to God. I think of some of the heroes in World War II, and the one that comes to mind is Audie Murphy, and you might have known him from the old Western movies and stuff, but Audie Murphy was just a little guy. I mean, he wasn't tall, he wasn't big or anything, but he charged machine gun nests and everything else, and he was the most decorated soldier in World War II. Because it's not that he wasn't afraid of the machine gun. He'd be stupid if that was the case. But he said, I need to charge that because that machine gun nest is taking out my people. Right? And so there were probably lots of people that could have done the same thing, but the fear kept them back from achieving what he achieved. And what we want to do now, what I want to talk to you, my goal for this morning is get you to the place where you see that, wait a minute, I've been acting in fear rather than in faith. And so if I want to please God, I've got to get out of the fear and get to the faith. I can tell you, and you can tell yourself or listen to yourself and evaluate yourself and find out whether you're living in fear or faith. Right? Let me just give you an example. If you're spending a lot of time worried about what's going to happen to this country, you're in fear. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be concerned and do what you can and all that, but at the end of the day, do you trust God or not? Right? this isn't my home. I love the United States. I'm of the United States. I'm a proud American. I think I'm a patriot. But the reality is that this is not my home. This isn't even the governing institution that guards my life, because I'm of the kingdom of heaven. Right? So I need to look at my life, even in America, even in my family, even in my circumstances, through what I believe about God. What is faith? And I've taught so many times on what is faith, but really, faith is nothing more than God said it, and I believe it. And because I believe it, then my life is going to be dictated through that belief. In other words, I'm not going to let my mind go down a rabbit trail when I have God in the view. I'm going to look at God and say, God, I'm going to view my life, my situation, where I'm at through your promises, rather than my circumstances. But I can tell you, if you're living in fear or you're living in faith, just by talking to you or what you post on Facebook. Come on. And what I'm saying to you, if those posts are revealing fear, then what I want you to do is get a hold of God's Word and transfer that into faith. I mean, what can God, what can the enemy do to me? What can the devil do to me? What can he do that can keep me out of the love of God? Zip, 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 zip. Right? Right? I mean, even Paul said it this way, even this present pain that I'm going through now is nothing compared to the eternal weight of glory. Come on. And I know we all suffer different stuff down here, but if you start talking about how bad it is that you have it because of the things that you suffer, then you're walking in fear and not in faith. And God wants you to turn that around. He wants you, in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of your pain, in the midst of the situation that isn't ideal or the way that you thought it was going to be, he wants you to turn around and say, praise God, anyhow. Amen. Right? R.W. Shambaugh used to say, and I love that guy, he's in heaven now, but he was on the radio, and for, I mean, I'm not saying, I listened to him for 6 months to a year, and then I found out he was white. Because I thought he was a brother for sure, man. I thought he was, I mean, the way he talked, the way he was. You don't have any trouble. All you need is faith in God. Right? That was his thing. But he said, one of the things, he says, praise the Lord anyhow. Faith praises the Lord. Praise is the language of faith. Come on. Anxiety, worry, fretting is the language of fear. And fear is a liar. Come on. Just a story, and then we'll go on. I was working at 7-Eleven when I was going to school, and I was just so high in the Spirit because I've been reading a book on worship, and I was in the back, you know, in the freezer filling things up and just worshiping God. I mean, I was just intoxicated with God. And this guy came in, and he pulled this gun out from right here and put it in his pocket like this and said, give me all the cash that you have. And I mean, this fast, that's all I saw of it. I said, you're going to rob me with a toy gun? Because it looked like a toy gun to me. Later I found it might not have been. But anyway, I was so high in God, right, that it didn't, fear was no place in me. And he said, try me, I'm going to blow your, you know, language I'm not going to use, head off, right? And then he said it again, it got louder. And I said, I guess I am. And it seemed like a long time. It was only a couple seconds. And I thought, well, this is getting nowhere. So I started around the counter. But here's what I heard in my spirit. What I said to myself, because I'd been in worship. Well, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. It wasn't, oh, I'm going to die. Oh, I could die. See, faith superseded the experience that I was having. But it didn't come automatically. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's not just having the Bible recited to you, but that's having an experience with God that He reveals His Word to you. See, it's in that place of revelation that when things happen, you go, oh, but God, right? But God. And so we have to develop that. Look at James chapter 1, just a few pages over, but James chapter 1. You know, sometimes we tell people, listen, give your life to Jesus and everything's going to be all right. That's a lie. Amen. You'll be all right. You'll be better than you've ever been. But it doesn't mean that every circumstance is going to be better. Because listen to what he says. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. That means when things aren't going right. That means when you expected one thing and something else is going on. Or you tried to love people and they let you down. Or you put a Facebook post on that you love Jesus and all of a sudden you got 10 relatives that are calling you hateful. Right? I mean, so many things, but what are you supposed to do? Count it all joy. Count it all joy. But it hurts. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. What does joy look like? Looks like you got a smile on your face. Not like this. Oh, I gave my heart to Jesus and everything has fallen apart. Glory to God. God is with you. You see, you've got to remain in that fellowship with God like you had at one time and not let it slip and not let you kid yourself. That joy that comes from knowing that God is for you and that God is with you no matter what happens will sustain you till you get to the other side. And I'm not talking about heaven. I'm talking about the other side of what you're ever going through. Right? I tell the story of you got to hang on to some of these things. And this will explain it. I tell a story every once in a while, and those who have been around have heard it several times, about when I first got saved, I was going to a Bible study, and this young man came, and we used to have little testimony times, prayer times, testimony. He said, I want to thank God. I said, what for? I want to thank God my car blew up today. His name was Kevin. I want to thank God my car blew up today. And there was a man who wasn't saved in the room. And he said, what? Man, I've listened to everything. Come on, man. What are you talking about? He said, well, the same God that got me this car will give me another car. In the middle of my car blowing up, I'm trusting God. And here's the sad part of the story for me is that when I was down in Oklahoma and you know, I was at Gary's service, Kevin, this man, came up to me and was talking to me. I hadn't seen him, 40 years. Came up to me, started talking to me, and I said, man, I talk about you all the time. He said, what are you talking about? And I told him the story. He said, I don't remember that. But he's also suffering. He's not in a place of joy with the Lord that he used to be at. Because I believe that he left his simplicity of faith. Come on. We can't let anything else substitute for the relationship that we have with God. We can't get our joy from any place else. It's got to be from him. I get joy when I think about all you've done for me. Come on. He's done so many things for me. I get joy. Come on. Holy Ghost joy. Let's go on. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. The testing of what? Your faith. And again, it's not like I've got this big faith thing on my chest. I'm the faith man. What this is talking about is because I've built a relationship with God, I trust Him. And when I go one through one thing, I'm being built up in my faith, and so that I know I can trust Him again, and I trust Him again. If it's bigger, He becomes stronger on the inside of me because my relationship with Him has built faith. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now watch this. Verse 4. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. How many, when you go through something, want it to be over right now? Come on, all of us would like that magic pill and it'd be done. Right? Just done. Come on. I want to take 3 pills and lose 80 pounds. Right? Not going to happen. Why? Because in the process of going through it, you learn how you got there in the first place and how not to have it happen again, and you gain power over the very thing that put you in the position. Amen. Let me just give you an example. If you had $10,000 in debt, and you say, oh, I need help. Help me with this $10,000 in debt. And I come to you and I say, here's a check for $10,000. You're now out of debt. Woo! Glory to God. All of my credit cards are paid off. I'm going to go down to the store and buy some new clothes. And all of a sudden, 3 months, 6 months down the road, you're in $10,000 in debt. Why? Because you didn't learn how to budget. So if you let the pain of being in debt change the way you handle money. Come on. So sometimes the patience that it takes a while to get through is to teach you so you don't have to be in that position again. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Glory to God. But look at this. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. I don't know what to do. Ask. Yeah, but I ask and nothing's happened. Be patient. Be patient because it's coming. Because if you ask in faith, He's going to give it to you. Right? I might not know what to do today, but I know what to do because I've asked Him. And I know that my answer is on the way. But let him ask in faith, no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. And let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man and unstable in all his ways. In other words, I believe, I don't believe. I believe, I believe, I don't. I believe, I doubt. I believe, it's like, no, wait a minute. I don't want to be double-minded. But let me tell you, you can't be double-tongued either. Come on, double-tongued. Now, most of when we talk about that, it's like one guy says one thing, but then he goes to somebody else and says something else. That's what I'm saying. One minute you're saying to God, I believe you, and the next minute, the devil's just taking me down. It's so miserable, and I'm just, oh, God. I'm broke, I'm poor, I'm... You're double-minded because you're double-tongued. So how do we get over that? We on purpose, like David said, God, put a guard on my heart. Put a guard on my mouth. Put a clamp over this thing that I don't sin against you. And when you start catching yourself going in the way that's not faith, not trusting in God, then you have to say, oh no, shut up. Sometimes you need to repent of what you've said. And it would be good for you to repent to the people that you said it to. I remember one time in the yard, I was supervisor, and this fellow that came in, I love this guy to death, but he just wasn't the hardest worker in the place, right? But he came up to me and he was arguing with me about this job, and I said to him, and I'm telling you, this is the way I am. But I said to him, go out and get the damn job done. Right. And so that was at noon, and he came back in at 3:30, you know, from the boat, and that stirred on me all afternoon. I called him into the office, and I said, I owe you an apology. I should have never used that word to you. He looked at me like I fell out of a well. Right, because to him it was not a big deal, but it was a big deal to me. And I needed to repent of it to him because I said it over him. Now, that might not be a big deal to you, but it's huge to me. And it's huge to you. It's huge to you where people around you are. Watch this. If you're over kids, grandkids, or employees, people, and you're speaking out of fear, then you're creating an atmosphere in them that's the breeding ground for doubt and unbelief. So you hear yourself and go, oh, I don't know what we're going to do. You need to repent and go back to them. I know what we're going to do. We're going to seek God. And He's going to give us wisdom. He's going to see this through. Come on. Mm-mm-mm. We have to get back to the place where we trust and believe God. Go to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. I think I'm going to run out of clock before I run out of scriptures this morning, but that's okay. Psalm 27. You know what I like about the Psalms is in the Psalms, there's the reality of life, and there's words that are spoken about people that are in different situations. David was in a cave running from Saul, and there were Psalms that were written out of it. Right? Moses, the same thing. Psalms written out of it. But Psalms 27. And I'll get there in a second. Listen to this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Is the Lord your light and salvation? When? When things are great, praise God, He's my light and my salvation. But tomorrow things go wrong and people are against you, people are saying things about you. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lose everything. I'm just going under. No. He's got to be your light and your salvation constantly, all the time. And you have to speak out of faith and quit speaking out of fear. Paul said it this way, if God be for me, who can be against me? And really, if I know God's opinion, I love you to pieces, but your opinion doesn't matter. Right? Because He's my light and He's my salvation. Yeah, but society says, and you know, we're going this way. Well, if the Word says something, then that's my light and my salvation. I can't be worried about how society views me. I need to be concerned about how God views me. I want to be in agreement with Him. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, the amount of fear that we're in determines how much He's actually the strength of our life. Is that making sense to anybody? It's kind of like, wait a minute, God, I'm sitting here doubting. I'm sitting here fretting. I'm sitting here worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. God, I just need to meditate on You. You're the strength of my life. You were with me yesterday. You're with me today. You'll be with me tomorrow. So what if they take Social Security away from me? So what if my pension fails? So what if my house goes into foreclosure? So what if they take... Come on. So what if all of my friends die? right? I've had two close friends die in the last 2 months. What if one, Gary, man, he was going to live to be 120. I thought, well, that was just 120. So what? He's my strength. He's my strength. I'm looking to Him. When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, the enemies and foes, they all stumbled and fell. Though an army may be encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. Come on. What am I talking about? I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about the situation that you're in right now. Are you facing it in fear? Or is God really your strength? I don't know how you're going to get through me through this, God. And I don't care if this something never happens on this earth. I know that you're with me. And I'm trusting you more than anything else. Man, I want to be known as a faith man. But not just because I can pray for the sick and they're healed, although that happens. And not just because I speak in tongues, which I do. But I want to be a faith man that knows that I believe God. And that causes me to walk in faith and not in fear. Glory to God. Because watch this. You can have faith on Sunday. But if you don't have faith on Monday, come on, you're in trouble. And those that are around you are going to say, phony. Phony. Man, I heard her testify in church. I heard her just talk about how God was the strength of their life. But yet at home, they're talking nothing but doubt and unbelief and worry and frustration. Come on. He's the strength of my life. Through war, though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Now, he was writing this about a temple that was built in Jerusalem. But we're reading this with the fact that we are temples of the presence of the Holy God right now today. I walk around in the temple of God. My delight is to be in His presence night and day, day and night. And I am, whether I feel it or not, whether I see it or not, whether it seems like it's working or not, my God will never fail. My God will never fail. And I'm so glad it's not up to me, but it's up to Him. It's not how good I am, it's how good He is. And I'm walking under the blood of Jesus that's cleansed me from all my unrighteousness. Look at this now. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In His secret place of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. He shall set me on high on a rock. I don't know what your worship life is like. If it just consists of what we do up here on Sunday, you're in trouble. But in the midst of what you're going through with fear surrounding you, if you can get into worship, praising God, and it might start out like this, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. But if you'll keep it up, how long? Until there's a breakthrough. But it doesn't take that long. And the quicker that you learn to do it, the sooner the breakthrough will be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And not wimpy praise. Not wimpy, what do I mean? Praise the Lord. I don't want anybody to hear me, but praise the Lord. No, I'm talking about praise the Lord. Shout joyfully unto our God, for He is with me. He won't forsake me. I'm taking you from the place of living your life in the cocoon of fear to the mountaintop of faith. Where in the midst of everything you're going through, I trust God. It doesn't matter what I'm going through. I trust God. I believe God. He's for me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Read that whole psalm, but I've got to close in just a couple of minutes. Go to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. If you just go through the book of Isaiah and get all the fear knots in there and start to live out of them, what trouble? What trouble? Well, you remember those old balancing scales where they put, you know, a defined weight on one side, and then they put whatever, you know, the gold or whatever you brought in, and then it tipped like this until it leveled out, right? Well, look at it. If you say, man, I got lots of gold here, and that you put your little minuscule amount on there, and that other weight doesn't move at all, honey, you ain't got much gold, right? What we want to do is we want to tip that scale to where our worries and frustrations are just outweighed by our praise. Come on. He's good. He's good. Listen to this, verse 1. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I've called you by name. You are mine. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Filled with the Holy Ghost I am. All my sins are under the blood. I've been redeemed. Woo! Come on. Come on, you got to begin to sing to yourself. You got to begin to shout for yourself. I didn't write this, He wrote this. Amen. I'm His. I'm His. Glory to God. A couple of more. 44. Verse 2 says, thus says the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. I like that. You, every one of us, everybody that's listening, God formed you in the womb. You're not an accident, and you are not a mistake. Amen. God has a purpose for you, and He wants you to fulfill that purpose. He says, fear not. Fear not. Don't walk in fear. Walk in the fact that I have formed you, and I'll take care of you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on him who's thirsty and flood on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants, and my blessing will be on your offspring. And they will spring up like the grass and the willows by the watercourses. One will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Another will write his hand and the Lord's name upon himself by the name of Israel. Quit worrying about your kids. Quit speaking fear over your kids. Quit speaking how terrible your kids are and how backslidden they are and all of that stuff. Trust that they belong to God. Come on. God, that's your problem, not my problem. But the same God that got through to you. Come on. If He can get through to you, He can get through to your kids. Start trusting. Quit speaking fear over them and just start to begin to speak faith over them. Amen. Glory to God, the same God. Glory, 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 glory. Verse 8, do not fear nor be afraid. Have I not told you from that time and declared it that you are my witness? There is a God. Is there a God beside me? Indeed, there is no other rock. I No, not one. Come on. He's my God. He's my fortress. He's who I am. Right? All right. So let's close with this. Go to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. See, it's not enough to listen to the greatest teacher on YouTube that's ever been. I'm not speaking of myself. It's not enough to have a bunch of books and a bunch of tapes. But what's coming out of your mouth? Are you speaking fear? Are you meditating on fear? What do I mean? What are you thinking about? If you're continually thinking about how bad you've got it and about everything's wrong and everything's off and everybody's against you and everybody blah, 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 then listen to me. You're living in fear. You're not living in faith. Because faith meditates on who He is, what He's done, what He said, and that will make you rise above those circumstances. That'll keep your heart in the right place. You'll quit worrying about what others are saying and what others are thinking because their opinion does not matter. Even if they hurt you with their words, you can get over that by worshiping God and saying, God, this is who that you say I am. Now watch this. Oh, give thanks. Oh, excuse me, I'm reading the wrong one. That's good, though. Woo! This 105, I'm going to read it because I've just... Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him psalms to Him. Talk of His wondrous works. Rather than about the devil's works and what he's doing to you, start talking about God's work. What He's done for you, what He'll do for you in the past, in the future. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, what you call yourself, don't let Satan name you.
Amen.
And He will definitely name you.
Amen.
I would name a failure, I would name all kinds of stuff.
Amen. We're not going to let the devil name us. Amen? Glory. Now watch this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. What does this mean? Talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. Give yourself a good talking to. When you say, I can't make it. When you say, I'm always a failure. When you say all of those things, grab yourself by the back of the neck and say, Bruce, shut up. Really? That old man is dead. I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And in Christ Jesus, I have promises that I can live on. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Yeah, but you don't, I'm in pain right now. They did this or they did that or they left me or this one died or whatever. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Praise His holy name. Come on. This is speaking in faith over your entire situation rather than the fear of the circumstances. Now, I have a compassion and sympathy on people that are going through things, but I cannot help them if I join in their fear and play patty cake with it. I have to remind them of who God is. I know this doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense, but you have to trust in the Lord anyway. Right? You got to talk to yourself. Now, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Have you ever added up His benefits? You haven't yet. Because I think they're innumerable. Right? But forget not all of His... What's He done for you? What has God done for you? Come on. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Who forgives all of my iniquities, thank you, Lord. And who heals all my diseases. Who redeems my life from destruction and crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies my mouth with good things so that their youth is renewed like the eagles. Come on. What am I asking for you to do today? I'm asking you to think about what you're thinking about and begin to do something about what you're thinking and begin to live out of faith rather than fear. Did you get something this morning? What are you going to do about it? Right? What are you going to do? Well, that was a good message. Well, so what? It's only effective if you do something with it. Right? So let's pray. Father, I thank you today for your word. I thank you for everybody that's listened to this word either now or maybe in the next few days. God, I ask that you would take the words that I spoke and burn it into each one of our hearts. Forgive us for our conversations that haven't glorified you. Forgive us for walking in fear. Forgive us for letting the devil lie to us and tell us who we are rather than trusting what you've said about us. You are my rock. You're my strength. You're my fortress. You're the God in whom I trust. And God, if you be for me, who can be against me? I pray your protection over everybody that's heard this message. I pray, God, that you would bless them. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them. I bless, God, that you would encourage them. For God, in you, our future is so good that it doesn't matter what the circumstances of our present is. We just give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, God. I ask you to touch every heart that's here. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you don't know Jesus, or if you're not walking with him like you should, you say, but I'm walking with Jesus, I'm in church today. Well, how about tomorrow? How about the next day? If you're riding the fence, then you're riding with the devil. Jesus wants you all in. So today, if you're not all in, you can change that with a decision. And he'll give you the power to back it up. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised him from the dead, he will become your salvation. So just ask him to come into your heart, even this morning. If you're not walking with him and you haven't been walking with him, begin to walk with him. I believe in this room there's a few people that it's like your chest and your spirit, it's racing right now. And the reason is because the Spirit of God is trying to talk to you. He's trying to woo you to himself. Just yield to that. Yield to that right now. Just say, God, I'm all in. I ask you to show me yourself, and you have this morning by your presence. So, God, I'm just coming to you just the way I am. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I need a Savior, and I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. If you've done that, then you just changed eternity. He's for you. He's not against you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. If you're here and you need prayer for anything, we'd be happy to pray with you. Glory to God. He is here. His Spirit is here. He's changed life. I see everybody here, and it's just awesome because I see how God's changed everybody's life in this room. But we must come to him and allow him to change us. Amen. I believe God, good things for you. Happy Mother's Day. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.